Hello. It's time to connect the dots. Hey, I think there's a full moon out there. Well, there's certainly full moon meditations happening. So even if I can't see the full moon, I'm going to assume it's there. And tomorrow, around 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time to 10:30 a.m., there's going to be a healing session. And in a minute or two, I'll tell you that. First, I got to get a drink of water. Okay. You're going to need a pencil and paper or a pen and paper or something to write this down with so you can take advantage of it. Because there's a few other things I want to announce too. I'm almost going to talk about the Ascension Workshop. But the healing session easiest way to find out about it is go on Twitter. You can, there's a link that, if you got that pen and paper ready, I'll tell you. So that's 10 to 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, where it's free to participate in the healing event that includes six ascended masters and 7 stellar healing rays from different locations across the galaxy. It's unbelievable. What? That's a total of 13 forces at play. And basically, I did it. This was going on the 5th, September 5th, 6th, and 7th. I did it this afternoon or this morning. And essentially, they introduce you to the Ascended Masters are, and what group in the galaxy, Pleiadians, Orions, et cetera, like the Emirates, are going to be sending healing stellar rays. So you're getting healing from 13 different sources, 6 Ascended Masters, and 7 areas of our universe that are participating in this. And basically for a half an hour you sit there and you're going to hear frequency tones. So you're basically listening to music with your eyes closed, and of course you can focus on what you believe you need healing for. We're all telepathic, and that's what it amounts to. Hey, it's free, what do you got to lose? And you're participating with the rest of the universe. That's why I'm thirsty. I got to take another drink of water. So if you don't have a pen ready, go get one right now. Nothing satisfies like ice cold water, at least in my book. Anyhow, here it is. It's going to give it to you. https://www.youtube.com/live/23TYYKYC. And that's the link to participate in his healing. And I'm sure it's probably someplace else's. We love massmeditation.com. They sponsor these type of events. So anyhow, I'll just give it to you one more time. https://www.youtube.com/live/2A. I read that wrong. Can't read my own writing. Yeah. Z-A. Boy, that's two mistakes in a row. And I'll just start again. https://www.youtube.com/live/ZA(P)(1NC). Well, I hope you all participate and it works out good for you. Meanwhile, hey, the show is from New York, New York, the capital of the world. There's an Ascension workshop in New York next weekend. The last day to sign up for it is this one coming Wednesday. So you can go to the portal and scroll down to 2012portal.blogspot.com, and they'll have something that says Ascension workshop. New York. Anyhow, there's another way. There's an email site, VOTL@ascensionworkshop-newyork.com. And these are full-day events for next week, Saturday and Sunday. And the workshop is on Saturday, and the Ray initiations are on Sunday. So, well, there it is, you know. The individual cobra who represents the Galactic Confederation doesn't always stop in New York, so in the area, this is a good time to catch him and what goes on. Plus the lunchtime on Saturday, they sell tachyon devices and all kinds of stuff like that for cash only. And I think those are important announcements to make. Yes. And the, can I tell you, you know, there's August 21st was the beginning of the new reality. It was a successful meditation. The portal was opened, and that portal will be open forever, and we are once again connecting with the rest of the universe. This is a major topic that should be on everybody's lips, that change is coming. Nothing to worry about. Go with the flow, but to look forward for the event when it happens in one day, it could be the whole metamorphosis of the human race. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, but that is what kind of is forecasted and being looked forward to. The physiology of the human species to go from a carbon form into a crystalline form based on silicon, with a diamond-like body, a body that's eternal, that doesn't age. Meanwhile, we'd all be glad, you know, last week there was a meditation. We want some interaction, you know, now that the big portal is open there, the August 21st, the 1221, as they call it. you know, and most of the bad things have been cleared up. But if you go to the portal, they're still clearing away a few things, still having a few battles with the dark side. They claim they've cleared all the etheric undesirables, but go look for yourself on the portal. And as of September 4th, a lot of new intel was released. And they talk about, basically, there was a lot of infiltrations, and the groups that were looking to do what's good. Yeah, there are groups out there in the universe that are actually good groups, you know? They don't. They're not the bad guys that the militaries have been working with that want to suck our energy from the phantom matrix they created. And something like there was a whole that they meant to give mention about the I wouldn't say famous, but the planet X had 500 million creatures on it, supposedly most of them super soldiers. Well, they've taken over that, the good guys, the Galactic Confederation have taken that over. And they said some of them are on their way to the central sun for disintegration ready, and some of them have chosen to change sides and be reinstated into the light with a little help from the Galactic Confederation friends. And you wonder, the people, these super soldier creatures were under the control of the dark side, how can we believe anything they say? They might say they want to switch sides. I guess they need to be given a chance, but, you know, I have my doubts. I mean, some of these, we know them as politicians, corporate CEOs, they lie like hell. And expert liars, experts in conning people into believing one thing when in their hearts is something else. How does the Galactic Federation make the Confederation make the decision of who gets tossed in the sun and who's given a second chance? Well, that's for them to decide. But I certainly wouldn't believe everyone that said, oh, I'm going to be a good guy now. Nah, you got to use some intuition on that one. Anyhow, that's what's going on. Another victory for the light. And as I've mentioned before, you know, this is a phenomenal thing in the universe. Victory of the light was declared back in December of 2024, and I took part in that meditation, and at least 144,000 other Earthlings took part in it. You know, with a population of 8 billion, you wonder, how could 144,000 represent all of humanity and be enough to put the thing into motion? Well, I guess that's the way it works. You don't need everyone. You just need a lot of dedicated people coming in unity. And that's part of what global meditation is. We all do it at the same time, which would be a different time on different parts of the world. And get our thoughts and emotions in sync and follow the lead of the conductor, the one who tells us what to visualize. Perhaps that's what we could let symphony orchestra conductors remind us of the conductor of the meditation who leads us in sync, to unify our thoughts and energies to make things happen. And, you know, as time goes on, more people and more people are going to get involved in this. And we're all involved in it. At this moment, we can actually make the bad guys go away one day. Yeah, but a long way from that, 8 billion people on the world, and We're only talking about hundreds of thousands of people working to make it happen. So if you've been participating, give yourself a pat on the back and feel good about it, that you're one of the souls on earth making this happen. I know that I'm one of them. And next week I'll be attending an Ascension workshop at the UFT. You might run into me there. If you decide to go, and hopefully I'll pick up some good things from it. Of course, it's one of these events you got to sign it. It's colloquially, I mean, you can't talk about what has happened for a certain amount of time. And when that time is expired, I'll be sure to tell everyone of my listeners exactly what transpired at that event. Or those two events, because I'm going for both days. I'm going for the workshop, and I'm going for the Ray initiation. And that will provide me with a lot of first-hand experience knowledge of who this Galactic Confederation people really are, and how, you know, and I'll give my two cents on it, but of course, I'll comply with the whatever it is, time limit. I've seen this mentioned before. You know, sometimes they drag it out for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and 4 weeks before, when COVID obviously releases the notes of the event, we're all free to speak on it. So that's coming up, and I'm looking forward to it. So, if you really want to know and experience, hey, you got till Wednesday to sign up for it. They won't check any, you won't be able to get in if you don't sign up before the end of Wednesday. They mark it as the 23rd hour, 59 minutes. That's when it ends, on Wednesday, your last opportunity to the Ascension Workshop, New York. Oh, it will be a glorious day, I say. And there's all kinds of things happening, you know? People that take photographs of, and I recommend everybody join Twitter. I mean, you don't have to pay the money to join. Of course, they bug me every week. They tell me, you haven't become an authorized member, blah, 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 because they want to suck money out of me. That no good Elon Musky boy, trying to suck as much money as he can out of everybody, as if he doesn't have enough. And I don't mean to be rude, but it's a recent spaceship-looking car. It sucks. It's like one of the ugliest things I ever seen put on the road. And, of course, you're still trying to promote AI, driverless cars as cabs in New York City. Insanity. What could go wrong? What couldn't go wrong? Please. You know? And besides, it takes away the joy of driving. And you can't program the machine to pick up everything. Bit of a head. 10 cameras facing in 10 different directions, there's something that the machines would just not pick up, and then there'll be an accident. They've had a couple already, I think. So, hey, that's what's going on. And everybody's favorite personality, Trump, yeah. Well, not everybody's favorite, but he's getting a little wackier every day, you know, wasting his time talking about, you know, writing meaningless things like no more Department of Defense. It's going to be the Department of War. And because he wrote that, government has to, whether it'll be officially changed or not, they're changing all the plaques that use that at the Department of Defense. It's the Department of War, I believe it is. wasting taxpayers' money. Don't tell me he cares. Filthy rich, he don't give a damn. Just like the price of everything is going up, thanks to, let's not forget to thank Crow for all the tariff nonsense that's going to raise the price. Sure, we don't want the foreigners getting an edge over us, but we don't want to pay more money either. You know? He should have had something more detailed in plan to have everything taken care of, you know? If we tell China goodbye, we don't want your products anymore, we should have had our own set of products to replace them at the same old Chinese price. So, you know, the big man is taking, is biting up more than he can handle. And, well, you know, how many months are we into this now? I'm going to end the Ukrainian war in 24 hours. Same for Gaza, too. Yeah. Well, big talk and a lot of failed actions in those directions. And, you know, give the man credit for what he's doing. He's certainly getting credit for raising the price on everything. And wasting taxpayers' money. And other things that are a waste. Come on, you know? If you really had ingenuity, you probably could have solved those two ongoing wars. But I think Trumpy boy lacks ingenuity. He knows about certain business things. Yeah, you know, heck, if I was the president, I'd hire him as a business advisor. He seems to know a little bit about business, tariffs, and stuff like that. And though he's had plenty of failures with his casinos and other crap he did, but, you know, let's give him credit for what due credit. I mean, he's taking a tough stance with the world. I think that's good. Is he going to speak at the UN Assembly? I don't know if they even want him there. But I guess as president, he has a right to show up if he wants. President of the United States can do just about anything. And I've got to give him credit that you're trying to work things out with the Russians, but I don't think he really knows how to negotiate. There's a lot of different techniques that can have been negotiated at both the Ukraine thing and both at Gaza, too. You know, a little ingenuity goes a long way, but none of it, has been no ingenuity shown. It's my way or the highway, and they're both saying that at the same time. And that's not going to lead to any solution. The, just in case you didn't know the first time listening, this is a call-in radio show where you can call it and be live on the air. This show is going out live. And the number is 888-627-6008. 888. That's 888. 888-627-6008. You got a phone, you can do it. And it's your chance to enlighten the listening audience. This is an educational show. And even when we do have a difference of opinion, it becomes educational. Because I know how to set things over in that direction. We don't want to argue, but we do want to allow different opinions to be spoken and be polite about it. Which is not that hard to do, really. You know? When you try to get along, you'll find a way to get along. Your lesson on connect the dots. So much for that. And there's a million and one things to talk about. I mean, I talk about anything. But I just wanted to start the show with a talk about the meditations, what's going on in the world. And, of course, we still have two groups claiming to be the liberators of mankind. We have the Galactic Confederation and the Galactic Federation. Well, who is who? My money is on the Galactic Confederation because they're the ones doing the workshops out there, and they're the ones that have the portal site. They're the ones that use a little intel how the battles are going. But I also, you know, listened to the 200 or more videos that Galactic Federation has, and which will be telling us all the good things that are going to be happening. But they give us really no information about the battle going on behind the scenes, and that's important information to have. You know, because the battle is taking place not only in this dimension, but in other dimensions, and the etheric plane, the astral plane, Middle Earth, down below the subterranean Earth civilizations, out there in the solar system, and on other star systems probably too. And there's all kinds of battles going on. And it's important to stay informed about this. And then we have people that just want to, I don't know, make a name for themselves or think they've got a lot of important information to say. I don't want to mention the person I'm talking about, but they have a lot of wrong data, and they're perpetrating information that's, if you listen to the portal, it's obsolete already. You know? They're talking about reptilians, according to the Galactic Confederation, they're all gone already. They removed them all. There's still some hiding, disguising themselves as humans. How they do that, I don't know. But you never know. And of course, we've made movies about that before, science fiction movies. Science fiction movies are always at the forefront of leaking out the so-called secret information. Hey, one thing for sure that you're going to better by participating in a global mass meditation is your visualization techniques, because the conductor of the event will be asking you to visualize a pillar of light coming out of the great central sun in the center of the universe, or I should say our universe, because there's more than one. Yes, but we only have to be concerned about our universe. And, you know, maybe when we're up in the 15th dimension or beyond, on one of the heavenly realms just before you get to paradise, then we might be concerned about other universes. But until you're that far advanced, at this point in time, earthlings, carbon-based human form earthlings, we don't have to be concerned about other universes. We might have to be concerned about other galaxies that are in our universe, because that's where a lot of these bad guys came from, other galaxies. And the pirates, and then there's the anti-God phantom matrix also to be considered. That breeds only light suckers, because they've lost the free energy from God, because they intentionally separated themselves, which means they would have to become energy vampires, or they would quickly die with no chance of moving back into the heavenly realms. Yeah, be careful when you sever your connection with God. Not a wise move to make. And of course, they all found out the hard way. And then that's why they started invading other worlds, invading Earth, to come suck our energies. You know, that movie, The Matrix, you might want to go see it again. They talk about even being sleeping in pods give off a certain amount of voltage and energy that the bad guys can suck off us to keep us in a dream state. And boy, they got something similar to that movie, The Matrix, going on. In that movie, people are put to sleep in pods of liquid, and they just sleep their lives away, dreaming they have something going when it's only a dream. A dream for their whole lifetime where they're in action, the energy is not used in actions, interactions is being sucked off by the negative ET forces. And they have AI monsters too, just like they have now. In fact, I was just reading about one the other day, surveillance, and that's one of the drawbacks, you know, the Galactic Confederation. They still don't, they've still got cold feet about landing. They say they want to prevent bloodshed, okay, whatever. But are doing things, they're not interacting with us. There's so many things. I hope I get a chance to talk to that guy over at that thing, because I need to tell him a few things or two, like, for God's sake, you can do this, you can do that, and there will be no repercussions. If you don't know how you can do it, I'll explain it to you. It's not that difficult. You know, they don't understand in this world we do things a little weirdly, you know? Yeah, we understand you can't land when the dark side have all their weapons still stockpiled, ready to destroy the whole world in broad daylight until you get a bigger control of the situation. We understand that. But no one is asking you to show up in broad daylight and, forcefully confront the dark forces in broad daylight. Okay? Nobody's asking you to do that. But what we are asking you to do, if anybody has a personal connection with the spacecraft, supposedly in our solar system, supposedly around the Earth, get the message to them. Ashtar, Commander Ashtar, get the message to him. Plenty of things they can be doing now. They've gotten rid of all the toplet bombs, all the other etheric traps, and all this stuff they're claiming they've gotten rid of. We'll take their word for it. No, we haven't seen a big creep of anything, basically. But, you know, we want to be trusting, but not gullible. And we're getting tired of this. When we don't see any results, and we could be seeing results right now, you tempted us with the med beds. You could be putting them out now without being detected. So in relation to that, their excuse in relation to that, is that the dark forces have this surveillance thing called WAMI, W-A-M-I. I even forget what the hell it stands for, but it has to do with high AI tech. They put a drone over your small town or something like that, and they take pictures, broad-scale pictures, for miles and miles around. And then they run it back, and they can see where people are going and where vehicles are going and stuff like that, and they can put two to two together and find out whom they need to be tracking and following. Yeah, that is something to consider, but there's a way to get around that, too. You know, these benevolent ETs, they just don't understand about getting around the roadblocks, you know? Don't let that stop you. There's ways to get around that. And they also do it with satellites, too. We know that satellite imagery can beam down to the ground and spot a dime in a parking lot. That's pretty impressive. You know, maybe if you're a teensy-weensy red spider the size of a speck, then you might not notice your movements, okay? But we're a little bigger than those spiders that are the size of dots. And so there's a way to get around that too, you know? But there, you know, and there's the so-called machine that can sense, block onto your thoughts and send bad energy your way if you're thinking something good. Bullshit, that isn't 100% effective. And you're allowing that fear, your fear, the Galactic Confederation, your fears, delay this situation long I made the complaint. You know, what can I do with an email? To one of their encrypted email sites, same one I use, and I told them that, you know, you're doing this good, but and doing things that we couldn't do for ourselves, but you're doing this wrong by waving all these good things in front of our noses and then making us wait and wait and wait. It's like going to the concert of your favorite performer, gates open at 8 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning, the individual isn't even on stage yet. I've been to something, I've won a bet like that. Unbelievable. Me and my friends, we left. We couldn't take it anymore. It happened back in the last century. And this guy, I'm not going to mention his name. I don't want to put anybody down. But he had one hit record. You know, big hit record. And he was playing at a local club somewhere in this state called New Jersey. Not that big of a club. Anyhow, you know, we got there around 9 o'clock because the bands don't usually come on until 10 sometimes. Depends. I've been at bars where the bands start playing at 8 o'clock like they should be. Anyhow, we're there. We got there about 9. We're drinking. And it's getting like we're wasting all this money drinking, waiting for this act to come on. And it was after 1 o'clock, and we just said, forget it. Let's go back to the city where the clubs are open late and see something that's really happening. And we just got in the car and went back to New York City. And well, we couldn't take it anymore. 4 hours waiting for this so-called famous act, only have one hit record. Yeah, it was a big hit record, but that's so disrespectful. And that's what the Galactic Gym Federation is doing. They're being disrespectful. Not by 4 hours, but by, what, 13 years since they started this thing back in 2012, when it was known that Ascension wasn't going to take place then, and they banded together and decided to come and rescue Earth. We were in big trouble from way back, and for decades, thousands of years, Earth has been in trouble. So anyhow, and then start whetting our appetites with the new great life, the new 5D, fifth dimensional Earth is going to be, and we're going to have the med beds, and we're going to have the replicators just like on Star Trek to make anything. Home replicators, and everybody will be getting along, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's whetting the appetite. And we played along all these years, hoping and wishing. Now you're 13 years down the road. You've made all these accomplishments you claim. We don't really know for sure because you never showed us proof of anything, really. You never did. And that's annoying. The only thing I can tell that's different is the sun is brighter. The sun is shining hotter. We know all the weather, weird weather changes. It's manipulation by the unholy militaries that are hooked in with that, run by the black nobility families. Black related to darkness has nothing to do with skin color. Just for people who couldn't comprehend that, but it is a mistake to make. And we're here waiting still. You know, you talk about, oh, I ask us to help. We help. You open up the big portal. We did this for you. We did that for you. And you're not really doing anything for us that we can physically see. You know? And of course, you're telling us, well, you're not going to do anything until after the event. Damn you. How dare you be so cruel to us? Yeah, it is cruel. Connie is on and not listening to us. You don't want to even talk to the regular people. You know? It's sickening. You know, and the people who email, I don't know who all might email me. It could be emailing a robot. What the hell, all I know. I just want to mention again, it really annoyed me when I tried to ask that they release some free energy machines. And the stupid answer I got back, well, if you have a free energy machine that works, send it to us and we'll okay release. Like, why would I need your approval if I had the free energy machine already working? Huh? What kind of stupid thinking is that? We don't want to ask approval for things. You say you want us to take care of ourselves. Well, we are taking care of ourselves, and that we want to have some decision-making here. You know, we put up with you dragging us out this long. Sure, there was a lot of, but I guarantee if you had joined forces with the great thinkers of this world, that means non-government people, you know, non-military people. The greatest thinkers are the common people out here. I'm one of them. And I know a few others, too. You know? We're great thinkers because we taught ourselves to be great thinkers by experience in life. Better than any military leader, better than any politician, and better than any so-called spiritually evolved person. Yeah, we're that good, and you don't want to talk to us, you know? Sure, you have the old technology and stuff, and you could be making people's lives happier by giving us the med beds. You can do it. No one will know. You know, Big Pharma is not going to send a missile to your spacecraft out there. They won't even know what's happening if you do it on a small scale. And all the surveillance equipment in the world is not going to stop it if it's planned out right. It's that easy. Damn. But, of course, I'm talking to the walls or we're talking to the airwaves, but I doubt if they're listening because the people don't understand, you know? Cooperation is a two-way street. And we, the people of Earth, don't want to just be told what to do. We're willing to listen if it makes sense, but we're tired of governments and military leaders and filthy rich, no good so-and-sos telling us what we can and can't do. We're tired of that. And I've still been hearing the stupid talk, you're planning, after the event, you plan to land at the UN. The UN, full of despicable people. You know, you need to meet with the people in the ghettos or something. You know, people that have hard lives, people that are old and suffering from bad Big Pharma healthcare that's not really healthcare. And these are the people that need the beds right, the med beds right now. And a few replicators wouldn't hurt either. There are people that know how to keep secrets. And there's ways of doing these things that it's not going to cause any big waves. Yeah? I'm sure there's plenty of people listening to me out there to understand what I'm talking about. But the problem is the lack of communication on part of the Galactic Confederation. You know? You're claiming to be the big cheese on the block saving us. Okay. But have the decency to communicate with us and find out what we have to offer that you know nothing about. Yeah. And how do I know you know nothing about it? Because it, your conversation, your communications reek of it. You're fearful of this and that. Without understanding, there's no reason. You're preaching to us no need to be fearful. But at the same time, you guys are fearful in your own ways. And we can teach you a lot about being non-fearful. You know? But you're not willing to learn. I don't know. Get off the high horse and come down and talk to us, you know? And stop making it so difficult. All your communications and all your involvement, it seems to be all geared to people with money. You can give us the money. Come on, you told us you can empty anybody's bank account. And if you're so sophisticated, bring up more of the fake money and just pass it out. Put it in our, enter our bank accounts and give us money in the bank account. We'll go to the ATMs and take the money out in form of the regular fiat currency. You know? You could be doing that. if you think people with money, and of course money could change the world. If I had $1 trillion before the last presidential election, I would be the next president, because my $1 trillion would top Trump's billions and Elon's billions. I said, well, what I have to do is have that much money at my disposal, and I can order the whole election to come out the way I want it, and actually pay people to go out and vote for me. You know, silently, so nobody could complain about it. You know? Whatever. Or just, like, have myself on the, buy a couple of TV stations with $1 trillion and just have my channel where I can get out and say whatever I want. Any day of the week, any time of the day, talk to people about the truth and tell them, you know, change the voting machines. I'll have some money to buy new voting machines for everybody once that can't be tampered with. Yeah, there's such a thing as that. I invented it years ago. I tried to tell towns and cities and states about it. Nobody even replied. Get that, you know? Here I invented a foolproof voting machine that you cannot cheat on, no matter what you do, because it had a backup verification built into it. And nobody, absolutely nobody was interested. I just gave up. You know, tired of knocking on people's doors, leaving messages, blah, 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 and nobody even gets back to me. That's the pathetic world we're listening to, you know? And all it takes is money. You have the money to buy the machines, show how they work. You map for the next election. Got a good one coming up in New York. I wonder how much cheating is going to take place there. Yeah, New York City. Yeah, big mayor's election. One decent guy running against three undesirables. Unethical undesirables. Yet, it's still up. It's still a toss-up. Will he make it or not? Because you know, with the two-party system, New York City is basically over 75% Democrat, and the DC guy is running on the Republican ticket. And I don't know, you know, most of us really care about reality. We don't even care about politics, but this is an important election, chance for a real common man person to get elected head of a big city. And going to be plenty of cheating going on. I guarantee those pawns of the New World Order who are running against him, they're going to try to take away his votes any way they possibly can, because that's the plan of the two big parties. It's always, we'll win the election by cheating. I don't know how long it's been like that. Maybe for hundreds of years, maybe for thousands of years. Of course, we've all got more sophisticated how to cheat in elections, and as long as you have those electronic machines with no backup on them, that's a recipe for cheating right there. That's how you think Biden boy won the election, cheating. You know, it was quite obvious, you know. That election, when they showed him on the cameras talking to people, there was never more than 100 people would show up at this old court. And he deserves that term. He's child molester, everything else, too. Where Trump was running against him, he was getting 20, 25,000 people at all his rallies. So how could he possibly lose if that was the case? Cheating, of course. And cheating's been documented for, I know, decades now. I remember hearing back in the 1990s how easy it was to cheat on elections. And not by one source, by many sources. And they're still using the same old stupid machines that could be cheated with. And they got all the other gimmicks now, writing, voting, you know. People writing the names of, go to the cemetery, find some gravestones. People have died already and have them sent in the votes. Who's checking if people are dead or not? Probably nobody, or the crooks will see that nobody checks. And there's all these scams going. So anyhow, that's a big election coming up. But one thing for sure, and they make it so hard for people to vote. You know, I mean, really. Do they really think one person is going to show up at 100 different polls and cast 100 votes for his favorite person? Do they really think that's going to happen? I don't think so. You know? But they make it hard for people to vote. And they make it easy to prosecute you, too, and throw away your vote. You just make one small slip up, or they hire people to find, oh, yeah, this person went to the wrong school to vote. His vote can't count. Should make a difference. Well, apparently so, if you're going to cheat to win. And that's the crap going on. Meanwhile, back at the Galactic Confederation, is anybody ever going to get a message to them? Yeah, I hope to God when they show up, they don't show up at the UN. Wait a minute. Hey, it's UN this week, but, they would be just hoodwinked completely. But they already said they're not going to show up until after the event. But, you know, that's because they're chicken. You know, they're fearful beyond belief. They don't understand that we can do many things on Earth without having to have everything 100% in place. And if you know anything about life on Earth, just about nothing is ever 100%. So they're waiting to get to that number 100%. We've got all the angles figured. Hey, you're never going to get there. They'll be delaying this till the end of the time. And that's what this will be, the end of time. The event will begin the end of time. We want the event to happen. We've done meditations to that. I guess we need to do more meditations to make it happen. We want to, you know, metamorphosize into a healthier, eternal body. And that's exactly why we're stuck with the carbon bodies that are wearing out. That's exactly why the MedVet special situations should be created to get to as many elderly people as possible with the MedVets. It can be done so much easier than you ever imagined. Okay, we believe you're not going to show your faces and land in public until after the event. But meanwhile, until the event happens, people are dying and suffering at the hands of Big Pharma. And you're allowing this to happen because you're chicken and afraid to deal with people, regular people on Earth who know how to do these things and keep it low key. So there'll be no confrontations. Can I make it any clearer than that? Well, I had to start screaming a little just to get my point across. You know? Well, hey, it was a call, maybe a show. We're getting to the last, few minutes here, 10 minutes or whatever. So I just want to say, you know, teachers and universities and schools complain about they're not getting paid enough. Well, they get paid plenty compared to what I get paid. I don't get paid anything. Unless you're willing to subscribe to my show, I don't get paid anything. I do this for nothing. And my education is worth way more than you're going to get in government schools. They wouldn't even let people talk about what I'm talking about. So have it in your heart, listeners. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. It airs 8 p.m. Central Time on Station 1 on the BBS Internet Radio Network. It's written, you know, BBS. It's Radio Free America. Because we're allowed to talk about whatever we want on here. And we're ethical in that sense. But please, when the show's over, or it's going to be over shortly, you can do it now. Go ahead. Click on BBS Internet Radio. Go to the schedule, Station 1. Name of the show here is Connect the Dots. I'm your host, Tom Edison. 8 p.m. Central Time. All the shows are listed at Central Daylight Time. That's right, because we're on Daylight Savings, except from a few obscure places. out west somewhere. But that's it. Go on it and scroll down. Click on my name. Click on the name of the show, and eventually it will get to the point where you have an opportunity to, you know, support my show. As little as $2.99 a month, or $5.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. I never ask for more than $19.99 a month. You know, I need that money. Because I have to pay the engineers to do the show. That's how it works. You know? I don't own this network. I'm one of many shows. And like all the other shows, we have to pay the engineers to set up the communications to make it happen and work the phones and all that stuff. So I would appreciate some support, and you could also support me by downloading one of my songs of my two albums. You know, the one album is called Songs Better Than Dylan because I've written songs better than Dylan. That's just Brad. And the album proves it. 23 great songs. Any one of them is better than a classic Dylan song. Yeah. I admire Dylan. He's written some great songs, but I tell you right there, just on that one album alone, I have more greater songs than he ever wrote. And you can listen to them for free on YouTube. That's right, CD Baby. The record distributor I'm with, you know, the recording distributor I'm with, there are no more records. Unless we're, you know, some specialty run by people who are famous already, you know. I guess Apple Records could put out some new 45s by the Beatles. just for the hell of it, you know, to remind people that that's where rock and roll heroes were formed on 45 RPM records. And, so be supportive of what I'm doing, you know? And my songs are philosophical, you know? That's why they're better than Dylan. Dylan had some philosophical songs, too, great ones. But my songs are even more philosophical than his. And there's 23 of them that you can listen to for free. You don't pay me anything. But then have the kindness of your heart, download one of them for 99 cents. There must be one you like. The first song on the album is the song I play at the end of my show with him, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem about my feelings that I gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. It could be your anthem too. It's the first song, so you know there's at least one great song on there that you've heard many times. Then I have the other album, American Party Songs. Songs like Are You the Party in Time? The lead guitar solo at the end of which begins the end of my show, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Two albums out there, Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs, CD Baby, allows you to listen to the full version of all the songs out there on YouTube. Go listen to some of them after the show and have it in your heart to download one of them so I can get 90 cents out of the 99 cents for CD Baby has to get something. But that's a fair deal. And, or donate to my show, you know? Subscribe. As low as $2.99 a month. You're going to tell me you can't afford that? Have it in your heart. I pour my heart out here every week to educate the general public about what's coming, what's important, and things your government will never tell you. And I'd like to receive a little compensation for that. Find it in your heart, too. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show, you know, and I'm going to be doing the countdown before you know it. And I might do it a couple of minutes early tonight. When I tell the engineer, I give him the countdown, and then he plays the music to take the show out of here. Tell your friends to tune in next week. And have a heart. Donate to the cause I'm promoting here. And tell your friends to tune in next week. Remember, if you got a phone, you can always participate in the show. Call up and enlighten the world with a bit of wisdom that you might have. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to take us out of here now. Here is the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, here to my stand without fear, it ain't clear.